Jonathan, it's bad when a preacher calls your son and he has to straighten you out. Before I ever moved out here, I was in a situation, and he said the ravens fed him, and he drank from the brook. And one day, he got up and wondered where the water went. The brook dried up. You know, God sent me with a now word. We are being raven fed, and the brook dried up. And I called John. I said, John, I don't understand something. I said, the brook has dried up. Now, I sent him to the best schools in the world, Jerry Savales, and he worked, did his internship with Kenneth Copeland, Jonathan. He nailed me to the cross. He said, Dad, you say the brook's dried up? I said, yeah. He said, have the ravens quit flying? God, I come to tell you, Pastor, the natural may hallelujah. The natural may look like it don't work, but the promises, the raven, John said, the ravens haven't quit flying. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now this old prophet, he's there beside the brook. The ravens feed him. And the brook dries up, and the Lord said, I want you to go to Zarephath. He takes him from that brook. It's about 9 or 10 miles down the river coast toward the Dead Sea. And they carry him to that little town of Zarephath. He walks into the town, and he looks, and the only church there is fixing to die. You know, I preach to preachers all the time, and you know what they tell me? Well, preacher, the church I'm pastoring now, it's not dying as fast as the one I left. Hallelujah. Oh, no, 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 no. Hallelujah. We are overcomers. We're being raven fed. He will yes. Prosper us and see us through. And he gets there and he sees the only church operating at all in town. And it's a little woman. She's gathering two sticks. And she's going to fix a meal, and her son then are going to die. A lot of churches I go to, they say, how long can we pay the light bill, and how long can we stay in business? Oh, no, I come with a word from God. If he touches us like I believe he is, you're going to look at the devil this morning and say, how long are you going to be able to stay in business? We're blessed. Yeah. We're favored. Yeah. Glory be to God. Yeah. Now he said, go make me a little cake first. I'm going to have to ask when I get to heaven. I can't prove this. It's what I think. Yeah. I believe she went and got a little cake and a cruise and fixed him a little cake first. How long did you stay there? Three and a half years. I think if you read the scripture close, it doesn't say. I think every morning she fixed him a little cake first. Woo! I think. Read it. If I don't do any more preaching this morning, it don't matter what you're faced with. You be faithful to this gift that God's put in the house. You be faithful every morning. Hallelujah. You do what God said to do, and I guarantee you, you will have a prophetic season. There'll be a day. So they begin to fix it and to bless that God had said. and they lived during that season. Look, I know what it is. I travel all over. I know what it is to be in a foreign country and not have money to get home on. I know what it is to come out of Mexico and go to a home in Corpus Christi, Texas, and plan to hitchhike the rest of the way home. But a backslid Assembly of God preacher, God talked. I didn't say nothing. Nobody was going to get up early that morning so it wouldn't embarrass God. And hitchhike home. I'm a man of faith. I didn't have money. No ticket. So I'm not going to embarrass God. And God's not going to fail me. I'm being raven fed. I didn't say anything to anybody. He put me in a big convertible Cadillac, drove me to the airport in Corpus, and bought me a first-class ticket. Now, I ride second class most of the time because I get there just millimeter seconds after those in first class. I get there just about the same time they do. You know, he put me on first. I'm telling you, I didn't have to hitchhike home, nor has God ever failed me. So I didn't come with something to preach to you that I've read out of a book. You can trust him. You can depend on him. He'll be there. Raven-fed prophets, preachers, believers, singers, worshipers, who are coming into their prophetic season. I want to tell you something. God has great things and powerful things planned for our lives. You say, well, I don't want to go to the wilderness. Well, thank God you don't have to stay there. But I can just tell you this. I don't know of one great preacher in this book that didn't go through the wilderness. I don't know one. They didn't stay there. Right. When we first started preaching years ago, honest, we didn't have nothing. We didn't have nothing. I mean, not anything. And I said, well, Sarah, the Bible said, the Lord said, go out and don't take scrip, two coats, or no money, or nothing. Just go. She said, yeah, but he called them back in after a while and said, now if you got it, take it with you. She said, I wonder when he's going to call us back in. And he did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Raven-fed believers and prophets who are coming into their prophetic season. It just keeps rising in my spirit, so I need to tell you. I had a problem that 2% of the world's population had. They brought a team of doctors in. Anyway, the situation that I was in, ere it be but for God's grace, my faith in him, it looked like I'd die. And I would have. But this happened 15, 16, 18 years ago. I'm well, no problem, glory to God. But here's how I got it. The Lord told me to read the 17th chapter of the book of St. John. I'm talking about being raven fed. If you can get a hold of the word of God, it doesn't matter. If you got a problem that 2% of the, only 2% of the world's population have, and they don't know the medical, there is a name that's lofty and high. And all you have to do is get a hold of that word. And I said, God, I don't want to read that 17th chapter of the book of St. John. I don't like that chapter. Now, I don't know about you guys, but we come up in a church and they wouldn't let me play ball or nothing. I mean, they told me everything was wrong. I don't know if any of you ever come up like, I was, you know, years ago. That 17th chapter of the book of St. John, I said, I don't want to read that sanctification chapter. I found out it wasn't getting rid of necessarily just the things of the flesh. It was being set apart unto him. And when you get set apart with him, he carries your load. He'll feed you. He'll provide. I never forget. I'm there, and God said, read the 17th chapter of the book of St. John. I said, God, I don't like that chapter. I don't like. Read it. And I began to read it. And here's what it said. Even, I'm talking about being raven fed. It just kept rising in my spirit. Whatever you're faced with, the word will get you out. He said, even as my Father sent me, I'm sending you. I slid off that bed. I'm cut from here to here. I slide off that bed. And I said, devil, did you hear that? God's going to send me like he sent Jesus. And he didn't have no kind of cancer.